Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
This is a robbery. Yeah. Why y'all already laying down?
Cause I'm in the middle of a robbing this joint. Nerd. Nice suit. What are you, the gentleman thief?
Oh, I am Robber Barry. I'm a gentleman thief. Look, I'm robbing the bank today. It's on the schedule.
What schedule?
The union schedule on the website. Whoa, are you not a part of the union?
What? No. I'm a super villain, you dummy.
Why?
An anarchist. Get me? We don't, as a rule, do unions or baby showers or backyard BBQs. We just steal stuff and blow things up.
Whoa, is that a bomb?
Duh. Anarchist. Remember?
Oh, okay. Take it easy. I get it. Say, what's your name?
Diana.
Your villain name?
Oh, the Mink.
Okay, Mink.
The Mink.
Okay, the Mink. See, we don't just blow things up for no reason. Mm. That kind of stuff brings the heroes out right away and gets you on the warden's radar. You don't want that kind of heat.
I like heat. You feel this heat?
Seriously, now, how about we just rob the place, split the take, and get out of here without hurting any of these fine people? Now, I'll split 7-30 in your favor.
Let me think about it. Yeah, no. I'm gonna split 100 nothing with you and blow this place to smithereens!
Listen up in there. This is Mr. Roboto, formerly the villain Dr. Payback. Come out with your hands up or I'll send my robots in to get you.
Great. It's that new guy with the armor and the army of robots. Well, the ones with something to prove are the worst. Come on, follow me. I know a safe way out.
Well, why didn't you just come in that way, smart guy?
Because where's the fun in that?
Well. So, you're not a total nerd after all. Sorry about the bomb. Maybe I'll see you around sometime.
Wait, where's the bomb?
In your pocket, silly.
Ugh, glitter. Ugh. Who is she?
All right, robots, bring them out.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my cue. Farewell. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a rob. Why y'all already let... Oh, come on.
Well, this is embarrassing. For you, that is.
Listen, this sort of thing, robbing a society gala, is my bailiwick.
Oh.
You gotta start checking the schedule and stop honing in on my gigs.
Look around, cutie. See all them fur coats?
Oh.
I'd say this seems like the perfect gig for someone called the Mink, don't you think?
Why,
Well. I'm a poet, and I know it.
You don't have a bomb this time, do you?
What? No. I learned my lesson last time, Scout's Honor.
Good. I'm still finding glitter in my suit pockets.
Yeah. This time I brought deadly toxic gas. Glitter-free!
Deadly toxic gas?
The Scouts also taught me to be prepared, you know?
Ugh, please tell me you're just gonna fight and leave.
How dare you? I'm a lady, Buster.
Sorry. Yes, of course. Okay, let's just grab the auction items and get out of here. Then we can split it all up.
Whoa. This is an auction?
Yes, for charity. Tons of super expensive art. Why are you here if you're not going to steal any of that stuff?
I came for the canapes. What? I got those little bacon-wrapped crunchy things.
Rumaki.
Gesundheit.
No, that's what... Never mind. You grab the bacon thingies, and I'll get the art, okay? okay?
I'm thinking. Still thinking. Oh, almost there. Okay.
Okay?
That's what I said, ain't it?
Okay. Grab me some shrimp if they have any.
Listen up in there. This is Mr. Roboto, formerly the villain Dr. Pig.
Again?
Come out with your hands up or I'll send my robots in to get you.
How about you help me with all this stuff and I'll take you out to that little Polynesian place after.
Actually...
You're gonna leave me here, aren't you?
Yeah. Look, I like you. You smell nice. Mm-hmm. And that suit works, if you know what I'm saying. But I'm a solo act. Like that one Jonas brother after he left the Jonas Brothers.
But we could take all this expensive art.
Anarchist! Remember? I just want my little bacon-wrapped crunchy thingies.
Rumaki.
Gesundheit.
Gah! Wait! What about the gas?
Violent but deadly, hot stuff.
Huh?
Oh, stop it, you silly. I'm talking about the fart I just heard. Woo-wee! It is toxic, though.
All right, robots, bring them out!
Ladies and gentlemen, that is my cue. Thank you for your time and your valuables. I wish I could take more, but c'est la vie. Check the schedule because that's how you knew I'd be here.
Mm.
Because I put up the fake job about this big empty warehouse.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to see you.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, you felt the same way.
Uh-huh.
You didn't try to rob the gala just for those bacon wrap cruncher thingies.
Rumaki.
Gesundheit.
All right, fine, no. I went there to mess with you. Yeah, that's it. I wanted to screw you up and get inside that noggin of yours and set up like a little apartment with a sunroom and radiant heated floors and one of those counters at the kitchen where you can eat your pancakes.
You said I smell nice.
You do! Like some sort of super rich woodsman who does croqueting or whatever. Fine, yeah! I like the cut of your jib, as they say.
And I'm a fan of your jib as well. Though neither of us is technically a pirate.
So now what?
I can think of a couple of things.
Listen up in there.
What? How in the...
Whoopsies!
You did.
I did. Anarchist, remember? I knew it was a fake job, so I just wanted to cover my bases.
But why?
Well, I feel bad about it now that I know that you're all hot for me. But you gotta understand what it's like for a girl out here in the world nowadays. 50-50, you were planning on doing something nasty to me as payback for ruining your gigs. But I forgive you.
You forgive me?
Yeah, for tricking me into coming here.
But you just said...
Less wine and a more getting away from big scary robots!
She can kiss. I'll give her that.
All right, robots. Bring them out.
Exit! Pursued by robots. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Normally, I'd ask you all to lay down on the ground so I could go about my business robbing the place. But tonight, I'm here for something different. Is Diana here?
Diana, about this tall, strawberry blonde, goes by.
Yeah, I'm here. Make a hole and turn that beat back on. Jeez, you can't just tell everyone who I am, dude. I should have told you, stupid Diana.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm Dexter. Dexter Davis. I just wanted to see you.
Because?
Same reason as the other night.
Yeah, well, I didn't call Dr. Robot Face or whatever, so if you're looking for Robo Jollies, I ain't your girl.
You know what I mean. I wanted to see you.
If this is because I kissed you, I only did that to mess with you. I'm a messer.
I thought you were an anarchist.
Same thing, right?
Are you going to keep trying to make jokes?
I can't help it. I'm funny, you know.
I think you're more than that.
But I called that robot guy on you. Why would you want to see me after that?
Because I like you. You drive me crazy, but I like it.
Yeah, well, I like you. I like driving you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And holy cats, do I like the way you smell.
So I've heard.
All right, look, I'll go out with you since you're so obviously smitten with me.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta promise not to, you know, freak out if I do something wacky.
Wacky?
That's just me.
Right.
What I'm saying is, if you can't handle me at my wackiest, you don't deserve me at my wackiest.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense?
Not even a little bit.
Oh, poop. I was hoping you could explain it to me.
The other night
you were saying something about a couple things you could think of doing.
I'm still thinking about them. In fact, quite a
bit. Rubber Baron and the Mink, come out of there with your hands up.
Okay, now how does he know?
One of my robots tagged you with a tracker that night at the warehouse. I can hear everything you say.
Yeah.
I've been biding my time until you two met up again.
Come on, where's that tracker?
I think it's on your touch.
Not now.
No, I mean it.
Oh, can you pull it off?
Jeez, buy a girl dinner first.
Please, focus.
No good. That little sucker is really on there.
All right, robots.
Go.
Bring him out.
Run.
What? No way, Jose. I'm gonna stay, and there's nothing you can say that'll get me out of the way.
Yeah. You aren't in your costume. They won't be able to find you.
Why are you picking at your crack? Do you have a wedgie? I get those bad.
I'm covering up the track so he can't hear us.
Can I smell you one more time?
Go! Gentle robot, you wouldn't by any chance lay down on the floor while I... Oh, come on, guys. I look terrible in an orange jumpsuit. Now, gentlemen, I'm sure we can come to some sort of agreement before resorting to fisticuffs. Come on, guys, please don't beat the crack.
Yo, Davis, you got a visitor. It's your sister.
I don't have a... any reason not to come talk to her right now. Sorry, boys. Familiar obligations and all that.
Just sit at the counter and pick up the phone to talk to her, all right?
I told him I was your sister. I know you probably think I should have said I was your girlfriend, but I want to see their faces when I ask for one of them special visits.
Diane, you can't be here. They might figure out who you are.
Give me a break. It ain't every day a guy goes to prison for you. Like, I'm not gonna come see you. Listen, I had a lot of crappy boyfriends. And not really boyfriends, and guys who I thought were my boyfriends, and then ran out, so they left me to go to prison. You're kind of the nicest guy I ever stopped.
You've been to prison?
Loads of times. I'm real good at escaping. And giving face tattoos with a ballpoint pen. So how's prison life treating you?
Getting a lot of exercise.
You do look kind of shredded.
I don't smell as good as I used to, though.
Oh, well, I gotta run then.
It's quieter in here. No one shows up just to ruin my plans, if you know what I mean.
I'm gonna do you the favor of assuming you're referring to Mr. Roboto and not to me, the beautiful young woman who came all the way out here to the middle of nowhere on a bus. A bus! Dexter, I rode a bus! Just to bring you a special present.
Of course I was referring to Mr. Roboto's sister, dear. You can't give me a present, though.
I can't?
This is prison, Diana. I'm in prison.
I'm not a dummy, Dexter. It's not like I brought you a big old cake with a file in it or nothing.
Did your purse just clunk when you put it on the counter?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
Is it full of glitter?
Mm-hmm. in addition to a bunch of high explosives. I should warn you, though, I also brought the deadly toxic gas, if you get my meaning. My meaning is that I had 2 bean burritos for breakfast, so...
You're crazy. I think I love you.
I am lovable. When you get out of here, I seriously want to go to that Polynesian place and get rumaki.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
From Vogue, The Run-Through, a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blasé, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.